The reason that NCSA was established was, in fact, the lack of access to supercomputers by the academic community.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the Blue Water supercomputer, which is expected to be one of the most powerful supercomputers ever. How does it compare to earlier models like the Cray XMP24?
With the Cray machines, we were up in the hundreds of megaflops, or millions of arithmetic operations per second. Blue Waters is now a million billion arithmetic operations per second. If you could take a calculator, a hand calculator, and enter a 14-digit number, hit the multiply, enter another 14-digit number, hit the equal sign, and read that number out, if you could do that once per second, which would be a challenge, then it would take you 32 million years to do what Blue Waters does in 1 second. That'll really greatly advance science in the U.S. And it, again, will be across a very broad range of science, from individuals here at the University of Illinois that are interested in understanding how it is a polio virus gains entrance into the cell, which is critical for it to be able to reproduce itself, whether you're talking about severe storms and the tornadoes that are born out of those severe storms. It's all of these are problems that will be tackled using Blue Waters.
Mosaic is one of the things that many people associate with NCSA. Why would you say it's one of this group's largest achievements?
Well, if you just look at the impact that it has had, there are hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars worth of electronic commerce that is going on now, which is using the basic technology that was developed here. I don't know how many times that I will be talking to somebody about it. There'll be a question that'll come up, and the person will say, well, I'll just Google it, and immediately get the answer to the question. Well, Google It wasn't developed by NCSA, but the technology that Google is built on was developed by NCSA.
Going forward, what direction do you think NCSA will move in the next quarter of a century?
The university recently established a partnership with the Mayo Clinic, and one of the major reasons for the Mayo Clinic being so interested in partnering with Illinois is the computing and capabilities and knowledge that we have at NCSA, and that is going to be important as we move toward individualized or personalized medicine. That effort is basically turning medicine into an information problem as well as the traditional type of problem that's encountered. So I see NCSA over the next 25 years just branching out into many, many other areas. So it's always going to keep a strong base with those that are interested in simulating very complex phenomena, whether it's the climate or the workings of a biological system or whatever. But I also see NCSA becoming much more prominent in many of the other applications of computing technology, especially those that are data intensive. I think that will be the major change that we'll see at NCSA over the course of the next 25 years.